Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 22, the verses 1 to 34. Luke chapter 22, verse 1 to 34. It's a very long passage and I won't read that to you. But my theme for reflection is the mirror and the mirror. The mirror and the mirror. We have all had that awkward moment, walking by a shop window, catching our reflection and thinking, wait, is that really how I look? Whether it is the wrong lighting or our own selective vision, mirrors have a way of revealing the truth we would rather not see. Lent, in many ways, is like a divine mirror. It invites us to face who we really are, not who we pretend to be. In Luke 22, we find a striking combination of reflection and grace, a mirror held up to human weakness alongside the unfolding of the greatest act of divine love. It is the night of the Last Supper, and tensions are high. Jesus is preparing for the cross, and what are his disciples doing? Arguing over which of them is the greatest. It is like squabbling over who should get a promotion while the company is on fire. Yet Jesus doesn't roll his eyes and walk away. He leans in. He washes their feet. John tells us that part. And he offers them bread and wine, his body, his blood. This is not a meal for the perfect. It is a feast for failures. It is love served with full knowledge of betrayal. Judas has already arranged to sell Jesus out. Peter, confident and outspoken, will soon deny him three times. The others will scatter in fear, and yet Jesus calls them to the table. This is my body given for you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you. The cup is not just for remembrance, it is for redemption. Karl Barth once commented that God does not only forgive, God transforms. The grace which forgives is the grace which also recreates. That is what's happening at this table. It is not just a moment of forgiveness, but one of forming a new covenant, a new community, a new identity. That is what this moment captures. But as the disciples are caught up in petty arguments, jostling for position and dreaming of crowns, Jesus is quietly, resolutely preparing to carry a cross. At the very hour when humanity unveils its ugliest instincts, selfish ambition, betrayal, and denial, Jesus unveils the fullness of divine love and grace. The contrast is not just striking, it is soul-piercing. This is human frailty laid bare. And isn't that how life often unfolds? Just when we pour ourselves out in love, supporting others, investing in their dreams, standing beside them in hope, they may be quietly crafting the script for our undoing or downfall. Sometimes the very hands we have held begin to turn cold. The voices we have encouraged start to whisper behind our backs. The ones we lift up, knowingly or not, become the source of our deepest heartbreak. It is in these moments we taste something of what Christ endured. To love faithfully even when surrounded by frailty, betrayal, and emotional silence that screams louder than words. And yet Jesus pressed on, and so must we. This passage is both humbling and hope-filled. It reminds us that we often see ourselves through flattering filters. We overestimate our strength, minimize our weakness, and gloss over our sin. But God sees clearly, and still He loves deeply. Even when Peter boasts, "Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death," Jesus gently corrects him, not to shame him, but to prepare him for restoration. "I have prayed for you," Jesus says, "that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Jesus does not cancel Peter, he commissions him. This is the great paradox of grace. The cross reveals the depth of our sin and the height of God's mercy. We are worse off than we thought, yet more loved than we dared believe. In the mirror of this passage, we see our pride, betrayal, and brokenness, but also a Savior who invites us to the table. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what aspects of yourself do you find hardest to face, and how might Jesus be inviting you to bring them to his table today? Number two, who in your life needs to be reminded that Jesus welcomes us not because we are worthy, but because he is? And now our practical exercise for the day. Take 15 minutes today to sit quietly with Luke 22, verse 19 to 20. Picture yourself at the table. As you imagine Jesus offering you the bread and the cup, tell him honestly what's weighing on your heart. Then receive his grace again. "Lord Jesus, you see me as I am, flawed, proud, and often blind to my own weakness, and yet you call me to your table. Thank you for giving your body for me, for pouring out your blood in love. Help me to stop hiding behind illusions and to trust in the truth of your mercy. May your cross be the mirror I look into daily, and may your grace shape how I see myself and love others. In your name we pray. Amen." May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.